anymore.
remember in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy, like, it turns out he date rapes her, but he goes, all nerds think about is sex after he eats her out, pretending to be her boyfriend. Maybe that's what Diddy is. Maybe he is just a nerd to his core. He's so horned up that now he's got drugs and stuff where he's
true.
Like, I could just have all my nerd boners.
Oh, he might have so many nerd boners.
He's just growing up.
The most vicious boners.
Just sweaty nerd boners.
I made a nerd boner. I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
And then the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. Kind of he didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was the hardest as fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen. And he had like a growth. He was small. He was a small man.
Yeah.
He was a little tiny guy with a giant cock. He did have a huge boner. It was like a huge boner.
Take your time. I just let so many people down, dude. I had no idea how important it was to everybody. I had no idea how important it was to me.
Yeah, I called Matt. I got on Reddit the next morning and called Matt. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, did I let you down? He was like, no, what are you talking about? Then I called Spot. I was like, dude, am I fucking gay? So, yes, guys, your Reddit comments do affect me. They hurt my fucking feeling.
That was funny. I was driving home. Well, first of all, the whole weekend has to be recounted to give it proper context.
I do believe.
This was somewhat of a framing device.
I do have a decent alibi.
Yeah.
My Friday was a very strong alibi.
Well, first of all, start with the penis you saw. You didn't ask to see a humongous penis.
Dude, I had.
You should have done this. Dude, you should put a tinfoil blanket around yourself.
I had nothing but trauma this weekend.
You did. First night.
We get there. So I go, me, Spud.
Yep.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom.
I think Tom stayed.
Or Kev.
Kev for sure went.
We went to the bar. I think Butterly, I don't know. Rainy, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the bar. We're hanging out. We're hitting the Irish car bombs. We're having fun. Dude.
It was only, you've only had 35 minutes before it closed.
Yeah, we had to get in and
I was a little slow on the grill. We were making burgers. I was taking my good old
So I walk in. Spud's peeing in the stall. I walk into the bathroom. I walk in after Spud is already. His stream is already in motion.
Well, he was going to go to the urinal, but he was going to go to the urinal. For good reason.
The reason was, which I immediately discovered upon entry, was there was a guy at the stall. There was two urinals. This guy's dong. I don't know how to.
Can you hold? I mean.
Bigger than this.
Seriously. Soft dong.
No joke.
Soft dong. You serious?
Bigger than that water bottle.
Jeez,
with
a
tip that was a Zin.
And how many ounces? What?
It was a Zin. What? Zin sized.
What? How many ounces is that water bottle for the people at home?
This is a 16.9 fluid ounce
it's
bottle.
16 ounces of dong.
Yeah.
With a Zin top.
With a Zin tip, dude.
What?
I walked in.
Soft.
I walked in, caught it. I was walking in straight, caught it over here. I could see it.
Your periphery.
I could see it from there. Caught a glimpse.
That's evolution, by the way. That's not your fault.
Nothing I could do. Caught a glimpse. It jarred me. I responded like a black guy seeing a magic trick. I immediately ran into the stall with Spud while he was peeing and hugged him.
Yeah.
And just went, oh my fucking God. Dude. He was shaking already, dude. This penis already had the Spud man like, oh, dude, I know.
Spud was shook.
Yeah. And then I went to the urinal and started
pissing. Takes a lot to shake the Spud man, too.
Bro, I went and started trying to piss next to this behemoth.
So you faced it.
I teenised it.
You
ever see those drawings?
You're David and Goliath.
You ever see those drawings of like a dragon and like a knight? Like a tiny. That was my penis, dude, against this thing. Time to avert his eyes. His gaze was on my body. And I also didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck.
No way, dude. He was just feasting his eyes.
I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white bed. I was I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
Yeah, I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude? He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early,
yeah,
lotioning up,
working
a pud,
up a soft bird,
working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
God, that's the best thing ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, "Don't tell anyone." I was like, "I'm not going to tell anyone." By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course.
So shout out to that guy who
witnessed. He froze.
I mean, the abominable snowman was laying down. The fucking Yeti was whacking off, dude. Dude, I was laying flat on a fully made hotel bed. I must have looked huge, dude. In the dark, your eyes are adjusting. He was like, "What the fuck is that? No one's supposed to be in here.
What the fuck?
What are you doing?" He's like,
"Oh, dude,
touch the ball." Is preposterous.
For kids?
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's outrageous.
I would honestly come out and flog. If I saw a bunch of kids playing touch, I'd come out and fucking
like, say, "Hey, start hitting.
The fuck out of here. Lower your head.
Hitting. Lower your shoulder."
Yeah, not your head. Lower your shoulder.
Then my one friend, Mike Connolly, got hit puberty. He was not allowed to play anymore. He started secretly playing tackle football. He started secretly playing football without him. And occasionally be like, "Hey, can I come over?" And we'd be like, "Dude, get out of here."
Yeah, no way. That
was
sick.
So good.
Dude, peeping out dude's armpit hair in the pool was always just devastating.
And making fun of him, being like, "Dude, what do you come? Ew."
See, I wasn't equipped with any of that. I would see them and be like,
"We made fun of him for coming.
Where the fuck is my hair? Why can't I come?" Dude, I was trying to come way before.
Of course, but he was the first one. So we were like, you know, we were all jealous that he could come.
That's funny. I didn't think about that playbook. I was just kind of like, I turned it inward.
That's been my playbook since day one.
It's a sick move.
Once I realized I wasn't good at basketball, I was like, basketball's so fucking gay. I would like do layup lines at tryouts, just throw it against the backboard and be like, "This shit sucks, dude." Yeah.
So
the second I realize I'm not really good at something, I'm like, "Dude, anyone who does that is fucking gay for sure."
Oh my god, yeah. That's such a sick movie.
Yeah, dancing? What am I, a fucking homo? I'm not gonna dance or sing. Then someone's like, "You're a good singer." I'm like,
yeah, I guess that's kind of a cool activity.
Singing is fucking sick.
Anyone in your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. But my dad.
Somebody had tried thought about it.
My friend got arrested driving past a cop and he screamed. He was like, "Fucking pig."
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us. Mm-hmm. He made me come out of the car and he was like, "What'd you say?" And I was like, "I didn't say it." And he was like, "Who did?" I was like, "I'm not going to tell." I was like, "I can't snitch on my friend."
Ain't no rat.
He was like, "Well, it came from your side of the car." And I was like, "Yeah. And it wasn't me."
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court and
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over. It's bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
This is bullshit, Larry.
And he said something. And the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, "No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night."
Shut the fuck.
Place went wild, dude.
Fucking way.
It's unbelievable.
All right, you guys get out of here. Did he get convicted?
I think so.
Just had to pay a
just
fine
like
or
a
something?
Fine, yeah.
Was a cop there to testify?
Yeah.
Slow day, huh?
Dork. This weekend, we're sitting at the bar. Me and O'Connor, this girl comes in and sits behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got his back to her, so he's facing me. I can kind of see her. She's like,
yeah,
hammered. Gremlin, dude. She starts punching Chris. And he thinks, like, oh, she's like,
yeah,
we're having fun. We're at the bar. He's like, hey, knocking off. Yeah. And he, like, went back to be like,
come on.
Yeah, above the waist.
Cut it out, we're goofing. And she was like, get your fucking hands off me, you piece of shit. And I was like, dude, we got to move. We got to get the fuck out of here. And then she kept doing it. She started like actually like pushing him off. Like I could see him like
push
moving. And I was like, hey, could you please like stop hitting my friend?
Yeah.
And she goes, you're fat. It's just like, God damn it, lady. Dude, she goes, you're fat. And then she goes, pulled her tube top down, put out her tits.
She's wearing a tube top?
Yeah, she went,
Jesus Christ.
Pulled out big fat boobs. And
ladies who still wear tube tops.
Had she not been so mean to me, I wouldn't have been mean back. But sure. She was like, you're fat, pulled her tits out. I was like, your tits are fucking disgusting, dude. Those are disgusting, you gross idiot. And she was like, yeah, I am ugly. And I was immediately, I was like, no, you're not. I'm sorry. Like, she was like so sad. But then she was like, yeah, I'm ugly. I was like, no, you're not. And she was like, but you're fat, so who cares? And I was like, well okay, you're ugly. Fuck you. She couldn't even see me.
Yeah.
Hit me with the you're fat. I was like, damn, she's hit me with like you're fat from like me sitting. She could just see like tear up. She was just like, you're fucking fat. I was like, Jesus Christ.
God damn. You haven't seen the whole of me.
And then we keep going. We go back to talking. She's just at the bar. She takes her fucking beer, just turns it upside down, puts it back, sits there. A bartender comes over. One of the fucking dudes came over and kissed her. He like came over to be like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, and he kissed.
On the lips?
It was a peck on the lips.
Whoa. I was like, okay.
All right.
To be fair, that bartender was probably on coke.
Definitely.
To be fair, that guy was probably high.
She pours the beer out. She's just sitting there now. A guy comes over and is like, did you spill this? And she's like, no. I was like, you got to get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
So then they finally got her out. She goes to the bathroom. While she's walking back, that bartender that I saw kiss her is like, I saw all you guys looking at her when she was walking around. I was like, dude, you fucking kissed her. He was like, what the? No, I didn't. He like spazzed.
See, he did.
It was a great night.
That's pretty
fun. That was the end of it.
That was it.
I let him off the hook a little. I was like, I know. She kissed first. I was being generous, dude. He kissed a clearly blacked out woman.
Oh.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, she was life of the party, though. As soon as she left, like, what was the point?
I mean,
that should be a police escort for a girl that drunk to get home. It's like
she was still outside when we left.
Really?
When we were leaving, she was outside. I was like, geez, dude. What? Somebody should help. Not me, though.
Someone would help her.
I'm a good Samaritan, not a fat Samaritan. You call me fat, I'm out. Dude, getting hit with just, all right, you're fat.
That's like, crazy. Oh,
come on, lady.
It's fucked up.
Like,
you're punching my friend.
Yeah, I was like, can you please stop?
I mean, the obvious question is, what happens if that's a dude?
Well, if he called me fat, I would just be like, you're gay.
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't fight a guy like that.
I'm just saying, the guy would have been removed from the bar in 4 seconds.
Oh, you're saying if a guy sat down and started doing that to women?
All that shit. Just,
oh, my God.
Just pouring shit on the bar.
Punched him in the face.
Bothering people.
Everyone would have whooped his ass.
Tries to kiss the bartender probably still would have kissed him.
Kissed. That
he's
guy
high on
kiss.
Coke. He's high on coke and he's a fucking drug addict bartender.
You guys want?
He's high on coke and has too much hair gel as a drug addict bartender.
Fucking loser.
It is fun to pick a profession and just attack it as hard as you can.
It's very fun.
It's very, very fun. It's like, nuh-uh. And it's like, okay, what? So if you're not a drug addict bartender, you're a man bun pussy. So which one are you?
Ooh.
Man bun pussy with a cool beard or a random animal drug addict bartender, dude. There's nothing in between.
Are you a radical feminist, fucking communist bartender?
Who's also kind of an alcoholic.
Who's definitely, absolutely a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, man. It's funny. There's no other possible way in that industry.
There is. You can age out to be like women. There's women at the Elks in mechanics, but it's just ladies, old ladies.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be.
You're saying
they're just like somebody's aunt.
Old aunt bartenders.
They wear like a crew neck fucking hoodie.
The rules are totally different. Yeah, rules are totally different to women.
Steelers sweatshirt. You're from like you 98. Can
be you're just a tough bitch at that point.
Yeah,
that's just tough bitch. There's tough bitches. Then there's just two types of dudes. That's it. Bartending.
That's absolutely right.
Unless you want to get on some Coyote Ugly stuff, but that's you're just having fun at that point. That's girls pretending to be bartenders.
Yeah.
Like a tall blonde fucking whipping. It's like, oh, come on.
I like
this
that.
Is your summer off from graphic design school. Go back, get out from behind the bar.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Grow up.
You're stealing a job from a tough bitch, dude.
Tough bitches, but they're also very nice. Like, hey, sweetie, how, like, honey, what do you want? They're very nice.
Yeah, true.
The tough bitches are very nice.
They're the best.
Like, you want some scratch offs? We got a popcorn machine.
They're among the best. That's what happens when you've, like, when you get this, when you've cut hair so much that your hands.